Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You here at WCWP.org, Senior Talk Radio. So we have a great show to get today, a lot of really good information. We were just speaking with Dr. Diana Castellano about tinnitus, formerly known as tinnitus, or that's how most people pronounce it, but we're learning the correct way to pronounce it. We had a lot of information from her and a wealth of information. We'll be kind of going over her contact info at Talk of the Town. We'll give out her phone number, how to get in touch with her, because she's got one of these only centers located in Woodbury, New York. So I'm sure some of our listeners will be very interested. Our next guest is Jerry Simons. And Jerry, you're a PA from the Morrison Center, and that's in Manhattan?
Yes, and in Southampton as well.
And Southampton as well. So you came in here from Southampton, didn't you, this morning?
Yes.
How was traffic?
Actually, it was not that bad.
Really?
So
on a Friday?
Well, about 8 minutes to spare.
Well, just wait when you head back to Southampton, if you're going back there
right.
on a Friday before a weekend in the summer. So thank you so much for coming in. I mean, this topic is huge, Lyme disease. Let's just talk a little bit about kind of, the awareness of it, what people should do, you're always hearing if you're taking a walk in the woods, if you know areas are, there's Lyme disease there are ticks there, just be aware. What's the first steps people should do? And then tell us really also, what is Lyme disease?
Right. So first off, Lyme disease is a bacterial infection. It's not a virus or a fungus, or it's a bacteria. So like a strep throat or a staph infection could be bacterial. This is also a bacterial infection. But what makes Lyme disease a little bit different is there are so many different versions of Lyme disease. There are at least 1,500 different genomic sequences of Lyme, and hundreds of them are active. So in theory, you could be at the post office and you have Lyme disease and your knees hurt, and the person behind you has Lyme disease and they have a headache and a droopy face. Because you could have neurologic Lyme, you could have arthritic Lyme, you could have a combination of both of those. Mm. So that's part of the problem. There are so many strains. The second thing, not to blow your mind on a Friday morning, is that not only can the tick have many different kinds of Lyme, but there are other infections like Babesia, Rocky Mounted Spotted Fever. Rocky Mounted Spotted Fever has been reported in all 5 boroughs of the city. Very interesting, more so than even Lyme disease. And Babesia, Bartonella. So now it's really interesting because you can get a tick bite, which has several different kinds of Lyme, and maybe Rickettsia, and maybe Babesia. So some people can find they have several different infections.
Wow. So this is good information. We should know what we're looking for. So I'm out at Shelter Island. I'm visiting my friends, and I'm getting back on the ferry to come back.
Mm-hmm. Don't come back. Don't go home.
What should I do?
Strip.
Definitely don't want to do
take
that.
Your clothes off and check your body.
You know, maybe I haven't been hiking, but you know, the area is
right.
known. So what's the first thing that somebody should do?
I mean, the first thing definitely is what we call 2 layers of prevention, using something on your skin and something on your clothing. Even the Environmental Working Group, the EWG, which makes my gold card Sierra Club look like Dick Cheney, they actually do endorse using permethrin, which is a chemical that you can use on your clothing.
Right.
And then Cutter eucalyptus oil has been shown to be as good or better than DEET, and you put that on your skin.
Okay, that's good.
So I tell people use DEET or Cutter eucalyptus on the skin, and then use permethrin on your clothing.
On the clothes. What about on the shoes?
Put it on. Yeah, permethrin on the shoes for sure. And even though you're really excited, maybe you to go to Shelter Island or out hiking, maybe you want to go to the beach or out on a boat instead of going through like the trails.
Right.
You could easily go through a trail for 20 minutes and we've had people find 50 ticks on them.
Right.
And how many did they not find? And like Dr. Levy was saying, after you've had your fun event, I tell people to carry a lint roller and just like run the lint roller up and down their clothing to pick up ticks. Works great on pets too, by the way.
Interesting.
Yep, the lint roller.
Yeah.
And, you know, make sure you take your clothes off. You can, you know, check yourself really well. And here's a hot tip for Nassau County listeners. Do not wash your clothes after you've been where ticks are. Put them right away in the dryer and let them run through the dryer because ticks hate the heat, but they love soapy water. So you're preparing for your event. You're putting eucalyptus or DEET on your skin, permethrin on your clothing, carrying a lint roller, doing regular sweeps. When you're done removing your clothes, hey, it is a Friday night. It could be a fun dating event. You're like, I heard on WCWP I have to take my clothes off and have my skin checked,
wow.
Right? Might be a fun dating tip for you guys out there. And then you're going to check your body. And
Jerry Simon said I have to do it.
Yes, I have to strip and be checked. And if you do find a tick, you have to remove it right away. There is that old adage that the tick has to be on for 24 hours to get Lyme disease, but alpha-gal, that villainous meat allergy, everybody knows somebody with alpha-gal, can be transmitted in just a few minutes, and powassan, which is the viral infection, also can be transmitted in a few minutes. So whatever you're doing, stop, remove the tick.
How do we remove it?
Yep, there's commercial devices that look like a little tick spoon. But I found like a very fine forceps, like a tweezer, actually is really easy to remove it with. And the Southampton Hospital Tick Resource Center I work with actually has complimentary kits. If you come to any of their free presentations or you go to their website and you request to get a free tick kit.
Oh, that's great to know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right. And I have people carry that with them. So, you know what? Someone's talked to Jerry Simons when they're out and they have a lint roller on their right hip and the tick removal kit on their left hip. Exactly. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's another controversial event. Some people will say, well, I had my tick tested. I sent it to the lab for $80. I had my tick tested after it bit me and it was negative. Or I had my grandkids' tick tested. Problem is, if the tick has been on for a while, any of those germs that live in the tick can actually go into your body. So people like, Jerry, I had a tick bite, the tick was negative. I'm like, oh, I'm officially upset because those germs could be inside of you. Or people are like, I had a tick tested and it was positive. I'm like, I'm excited for you. You had a tick that was positive. Hopefully those germs did not get inside of you. So if you guys are taking notes, write this down. Don't test your ticks. Just my own hot-headed advice, but bring it to your medical office and they can look at the type of tick and whether it's engorged, things like that. Save your money, people.
What about, you hear a lot about this bullseye rash.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what if you don't see the tick, but
right.
you have, because that's also a possibility that the tick is left and
right.
you have, you know, because there are plenty of people who have Lyme disease and I don't remember having a tick on me.
Or a bullseye. You don't have to have the bullseye. You don't remember any of this stuff.
Right. Yeah, that red ringed rash is kind of overrated. Up to 40% of people may have the rash.
Only
60% of them don't have it. Or what if we have like a really thick head of hair? You might never see the rash in there.
Right.
Or you don't check between your butt creaks. Can I say butt on the rash? I guess I
can
say that.
Now you can.
Yeah. Well, we already said it, people.
Butt's
so,
fine. Yeah.
Yep.
Howard Stern is, fine. He's saying stuff like that. For
so us. Yeah, if you've got a you may have a rash and never see it.
I mean, you could have on your back and
right.
just if you're not looking.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it might not look like that target. It might just look like a red spot. So,
I always feel like there's so many things that doctor offices should be doing. You know, everybody should have an EKG. Everybody should be, their blood work should be tested for thyroid disease. Kids, like there are so many things that are not done automatically that should be part of a checkup.
Right.
Because, you could have been, bitten by a tick or, and you have no symptoms whatsoever. and, you know, you're going on. But, you know, a blood test would save a lot more money than treating somebody for life with Lyme disease. What do we do when we think we've been exposed? We might have been bitten. We may not. We thought we saw a rash. What's the next step from there?
Right. Well, the Center for Disease Control actually has a really good list of classic symptoms. And when you go to their website, they specifically say a blood test, if used properly, may be helpful. But there's no CDC requirement for a positive blood test to treat Lyme. So if you live where you've had ticks and you're having a lot of those symptoms, especially if you're like, I've been checked for thyroid, I've been checked for depression, I've been checked for insomnia. So, you know, especially if you live in this zip code where there's a lot of Lyme,
right,
and you're matching a lot of those symptoms, you know, and I've had people where they're like, wow, I've been sick for 6 or 8 months. Nobody could figure me out. I have headache, joint pain, fatigue. I'm like, you know what? Try $30 of doxycycline. It may change your life. Now, more specifically, like we said, the CDC does not require you to have a blood test just to have the symptoms. And there's a wide variation in the way that the labs check. Some go over and above the criteria, and some just do the minimum criteria. So some local labs do just the basic and may miss some of the readings. Mm. Some other labs that do a little more in-depth reading may get more data. So the Lyme blood work is even more controversial than the disease itself.
Are there generally symptoms early on that occur that you may think are something else and then it's quiet for a while? Or is it just something that is progressively symptoms are all, could be other things too?
Yep. And I mean, the big news for you, and if you're taking notes at home, this is what you want to write down, is if you have a summer flu, you feel like you have a summer flu, weakness, aches, pain, sweaty, malaise, really tired. In this zip code, you should be really thinking of Lyme, because most of influenza has died out between Tax Day and Memorial Day, especially with little kids. You're like, my 15-year-old grandson is visiting and he's home in bed in a July weekend because he has a terrible flu. I'm like, listen, listeners, it's not the flu. It's probably Lyme.
So we have about 40 seconds before we need to take our first break. I knew it would fly by. We will be back with Jerry Simons, who is a PA, and we're talking all about Lyme disease, and with our co-host, Dr. Marlene Levy. We will be right back.